Good morning, San Antonio. Good morning, Texas. Good morning, world. Trey Ware here. 550 KTSA FM 1071, the Trey Ware page at KTSA.com. Elaine, Jimmy, and Don, and 210-599-5555 is how you get in on this as well. And by the way, just to start quickly here, Joe, we will never obey a weapons ban, and we will never live under tyranny. Go ahead and tell your bosses that, Joe, just to make it perfectly clear. Joe Biden, that is, who says he's going to ban the assault weapons. No, we won't obey your ban on anything, okay? And we're not going to live under tyranny. All right, just briefly on that. So let's start with the former Vice President Mike Pence, and let's talk about the discovery of documents at his house. Let's get into this right away. Because, as you may or may not know, the former vice president was in on the air with me last Friday at 6:08. We had a very lengthy conversation. It was a great conversation. And one of the final questions that I asked him was concerning top secret or classified documents and how they are handled. And this is what he told me.
Well, I think that, you know, every single day from the time that I was sworn in as vice president, you're presented with documents. You receive a presidential daily brief, and there's a very orderly process for returning those documents to where they belong. But I want to let those investigations, whether it be with President Biden, President Trump, go forward. But the handling classified documents is extremely important. It's important that in the event that they are discovered, that they be returned. At the end of the day, protecting the nation's secrets is and must remain a priority for all of us with the privilege to serve.
That is Vice President Mike Pence with me last Friday morning here on KTSA. And again, as you heard him say, he was not going after Donald Trump. He was not going to go after Joe Biden on that. Well, it was announced yesterday that classified records with classified markings were found at his Indiana home. The FBI took the records from Pence's home on January 19th while he was in Washington attending the March for Life. The way that happened was Mike Pence, I'll just tell you briefly the story. After all this started to happen with Joe Biden, Mike Pence calls his attorneys and says, and that, by the way, they have his attorneys that he called, the people he called, have clearance to look at classified documents. That's one of the many differences between him and Joe Biden on this. His attorneys had the ability legally to look at classified information. He asked his attorneys to come review just in case there might be anything there. He wanted to just make absolutely sure that he had nothing there. And the attorneys found a box taped up, had never been opened since he left the office 2 years ago. Never. But some of the markings on there might indicate classified materials. Might indicate classified materials. So immediately, Vice President Pence and the attorneys put those in a safe and locked them up there at the house and immediately contacted the National Archives to tell them that they had a box completely taped up, had never been opened since he left the office, and some markings on there might indicate that there was classified documents inside that box. Somewhere around 10 might be in there, they're thinking. So anyway, they call the National Archives. The National Archives calls the FBI. The FBI calls Mike Pence and his attorneys, of course, attorneys involved in all this, and Mike Pence was on his way to the March for Life. That's where he was when I spoke with him. And he, of course, told the FBI, yes, you have full reign to go over there and get those out of that safe and take them to the National Archives, secure them, do whatever you need to. I'm not there, but you have full reign to go into my home and get those out. Absolutely go. Then Mike Pence calls the National Archives and says, complete cooperation. Whatever you need from me, you call me, you email me, and I'll get with you. And then he calls the Department of Justice. And he does the same thing with the Department of Justice. He tells the Department of Justice, I will speak with you at any time, under any condition, no condition. I will come talk with you about these documents because I had no idea, absolutely no idea that they were there. And so total and complete openness about this and complete forthcoming and transparency on this. Unlike what is happening right now with Joe Biden. Joe Biden's people have been standing in the way at every turn. They won't answer media's questions. but they're also not cooperating with Congress or the other authorities on what they're trying to find out about this deal. So he contacted the National Archives and the Department of Justice and Congress to offer 100% cooperation. The box was taped shut after he left the office as vice president, and the additional records appear to be a small number of documents, and he secured those documents, and they have been secured ever since. Now, this brings up another point. It's coming out this morning. Jimmy Carter had documents in 1981 when he left the office. He had them at home in Georgia, and he called the National Archives and let them know. So I think it's important for two other people right now to be investigated and their homes to be looked at. One would be Barack Hussein Obama, and the other would be George W. Bush. We need to look at those folks and see what's in their homes. We need to make sure that there's no documents in Barack's home or offices or anywhere where he has influence, and the same that's true with George W. Bush. But I'll say this about the Mike Pence thing, just as I've said about the Joe Biden thing. There are plenty of differences between this Mike Pence thing and the Joe Biden thing. There are plenty of differences between the Joe Biden and the Donald Trump thing. However, as far as Mike Pence is concerned, there should be the same scrutiny. The same standards should be applied. Which means these questions, once again, and I have been adamant about these questions on all these cases. How did those documents get there? Why were those documents there? There has to be a reason. The reason could be as innocuous as somebody grabbed a box, took off, you know, took it to the house. The people who moved, he did not have, by the way, a permanent residence when he left the vice presidency. He lived with his parents for a very short time until he bought that home. That was in Indiana. Then he bought the home, or in Virginia. Then he bought the home in Indiana, and he moved there with his wife. So, how and why they were there? Did he take them? He says he didn't. He says he didn't even know. But we need to investigate and find out. We need to find out what these documents that he had pertain to. What's in them? In other words, we know from the Joe Biden situation, Ukraine, and we know his family's contacts with Ukraine. And it's interesting that Tucker went through the email last night that I told you about on Monday. Do you remember on Monday I spent a lot of time talking about the Ukraine Burisma Hunter Biden email to Devin Archer? Tucker went through that last night with you. And finally, we need to find out, as I've applied to all of these folks, who had the opportunity to put eyes on these documents. So while there are differences in how they were handled, while there are differences in the transparency issue, while there are differences in discovery, in other words, Mike Pence began the search for the discovery on these, Joe Biden didn't. This is 2 years versus multiple years with Joe Biden, going back when he was a senator. We have no idea how far back it goes with Joe Biden. We know that there were documents from the time he was a senator. And every one of the senators that I've spoken with about this and staffers that I've spoken with about this, a senator would have to leave his office, go over to the Capitol, grab that document, and then leave the skiff at the Capitol. This is a senator, not a vice president or president. Leave the skiff at the Capitol and go back to his office with that document in order to take it somewhere. In other words, when you're a senator, such was what we're finding out with Joe Biden, there's intentionality. You just don't walk out with a document when you're a senator. You have to go over to the Capitol from your office across the street. You have to go into the Capitol. You have to go to the skiff. You have to take that document out of the skiff, go back to your office or wherever you're going to go. So clearly, the documents in the Joe Biden case, there was intentionality, and they have to do with Ukraine. Again, intentionality. If you're a vice president or a president, they take those documents to you wherever you are because you get a daily briefing, and you might be in Rear End, Idaho, and they'll come to Rear End, Idaho with the documents, show them to you, give you your daily briefing, etc. So with a vice president and a president, it's a little bit different. But also what's different in the Mike Pence case versus the Joe Biden case is how they are handling it now. There has been obfuscation. There has been blocking. There has been sending people on rabbit trails, and clearly a way of standing in the way by saying, we will decide who's doing the investigation, the Biden people. We will decide how much we're going to share with you. We will decide who's going to look at these documents. We will decide who's doing the searching, et cetera, not the Department of Justice. And the Department of Justice and Merrick Garland, because he's as biased as the day is long, he's going along with the Biden people on that. Mike Pence, he called immediately and said, here they are. How do we, what do we need to do to get them back to you? So that's the differences. However, the same scrutiny needs to be applied. I don't care, you're Republican, Democrat, you've heard me say that a million times. Swamp, so the swamp is big, the swamp is ugly, smells like methane, and we need to find out those same questions should be applied to Mike Pence that are applied to anybody else in this circumstance. How, why, what's in the documents, and the most important question, who may have seen those documents? We know with Hunter Biden, he's written an email, at least one email, that looks like clearly lifted stuff right off of classified documents concerning Ukraine. Clearly. I mean, if you go back and you look at it, I talked to you about that earlier in the week. Tucker broke it down for you last night. So those are the questions that Mike Pence needs to answer, and so far he says he will. Ted Cruz says it's time to quit screwing around in D.C. and do something about all these lifers up here, and I couldn't agree more. We'll talk about that coming back. Trey Ware, KTSA.
Hi, it's Trey Ware. It's